Yeah, cause he's intentional. Never failing. I know that all things are working for my good. Yeah, cause he's intentional. Never failing. All things are working
for my good.
Cause he's intentional.
He's intentional.
Hey, and he's never failing.
Never failing.
All things are working for my good.
For my good.
He's intentional.
He's intentional.
He's never failing.
Never failing.
All things are working.
Hey,
I know that all things are working for my good. Yes, they are. Yeah.
Praise God, and welcome to Eve's Corner. I am Prophetess Amina Campbell, and I thank you for joining us today. I know that here in Mississippi, the weather is pretty nice. I think that it's fair season, and we also know that there are some people on the East Coast that are dealing with hurricane season, so we're definitely keeping you guys in prayer. We do know a God that can calm any storm. You know, the Bible talks about several storms, and Jesus spoke in the midst of the storm. So whether you are in a physical storm on today or you are in a spiritual storm, we know that God is able. Amen. Well, today's show is about stand alone faith. And I am definitely thankful for you, all of my listeners, whether you are a new listener or whether you are one of my faithful listeners. I am definitely appreciative of you taking your time out on today just to stop by and hear a word from the Lord. So again, we're talking about stand alone faith, and we're coming from scripture. If you have your Bibles, in 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter, again, that's 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. But before we prepare to read, we want to bow for a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you now, God, for our many blessings. We thank you, God, for watching over us and keeping us, oh God. We pray now, God, for everyone that is listening on today, God. Touch us, God, spirit, soul, and body. We pray, God, that you will forgive us, Lord, for everything that we've done that's not like you. God, whether it's sins of commission or sins of omission, we just ask you now, God, to remove everything that's not like you. We want to decrease in our flesh, oh God, and you to increase in us, God. Build us up spiritually, God. Touch us, God. Heal us on today. Deliver us, God, even from our very own flesh, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray now, God, for those who may be listening who are on the East Coast, God, those who are in the Florida region, God, and those who are in Atlanta or in the Georgia region, God. We just pray now, God, a special blessing upon those individuals, God. We pray that you are with them, O Lord. Let them know, God, that you can calm any storm. Let them know, God, that you can speak peace in the midst of any storm, God. And we count it done by faith, O God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just glorify you on today for the opportunity to share your word with your people. We pray, God, that your word comes forth with clarity and with understanding. And we pray, God, that your people are able to have some takeaways on today to encourage them, God, that if they just stand in faith, God, even if they have to stand by themselves, God, that you are with them, God, that you are going before them to make crooked places straight. And God, your word says goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives, God. We just glorify you now, God, because we know, God, you have our back. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask all of these blessings and we confess in faith that they are already done. In Jesus' name, amen. So now, if you have your Bibles, go ahead and go with me to 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. And for those of you who are tech savvy, you can go ahead and grab your devices, whether it's a cell phone, iPad, whatever it is that you need to use, grab your sword. We're going to 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. Now, this is a pretty lengthy scripture, but we're going to just start at verse number 45. This is a scripture where we know the story very well. Some of us consider it a children's story, but there are a whole lot of factors even adults can be blessed by. You know, all of the word of God is good. And definitely in this story, you know, like I said, that some of us consider a children's story, it's the story of David and Goliath. We know here in scripture that Goliath had been out taunting the people of God. You know, there were several soldiers who were picking a fight, so to speak, and wanted to enslave the people of God. But Goliath decided to step out on his own and have some other things to say. He was so big and bold that, you know, he stepped out and was like, oh, no, I'll fight by myself. You just send a representative and I'll represent us, the Philistines. And you know, it's going to be a fight to the finish. You know, how many of you all know that we all have some giants in our lives? You know, in this case, his name is Goliath. You know, for some others of us, you know, it could be doubt or fear. You know, some of us have these giants of financial burdens, but we know that God is able. Praise God. So going to the 45th verse, the Bible reads, David shouted in reply, "You come to me with a sword and a spear, but I come to you in the name of our Lord of the armies of heaven and of Israel, the very God whom you have defied. Today the Lord will conquer you, and I will kill you and cut off your head. And then I will give the dead bodies of your men to the birds and wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. And Israel will learn that the Lord does not depend on weapons to fulfill his plans. He works without regard to human means. He will give you to us." And Goliath approached David, ran out to meet him, and reaching into his shepherd's bag, David took out a stone, hurled it from his sling, and hit the Philistine in the forehead. The stone sank in, and the man fell on his face to the ground. So David conquered the Philistine giant with a sling and a stone. Since he had no sword, he ran over and pulled Goliath's sword from its sheath and killed him with it, and then cut off his head. When the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they turned and ran. Now, today, I'm reading from the Living Bible Translation. If you all are reading from the King James, I know that the wording may be a little bit different. But very often, we read other translations of the Bible so that we have an easier understanding. I know that I have all kinds of listeners, people who may be babes in Christ and people, you know, who may have been saved forever, you know, as some of us say. But oftentimes, it won't help us if we're just quoting scripture and we don't have an understanding of what we're reading. So again, today, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. So going back to our study, we find that, as I stated, Goliath was out taunting the people of God and threatening to enslave them. And here David is, a young man who had been going back and forth for the entirety of this 40 days that they were at a face-off, so to speak, and checking on his brothers twice a day. He would go and tend to his father, Jesse's sheep, and then he'd come out there with some refreshments, we'll call it, checking on his brother, and, you know, because his father had said, hey, you know, come back with a letter, let us know that they're all right, you know, they've been gone for a long time. And David is the youngest son. David's not just the youngest son, but the Bible talks specifically about his stature. He obviously, the Bible says that he was short, you know, at that time. He may have gotten a growth spurt later, but as a young man, he was short. He was a kid. The Bible said that he had clear skin. And from my understanding, it says he was kind of cute. So here you are, this cute little kid, you know, coming out, supposed to just be checking on your brothers. And he realizes that Goliath is taunting the people of God and talking bad about the God that he serves. And David was like, wait a minute now, we're not having this. Here it is that David is young, but everybody else was fearful. David was short, but everybody else was fearful. David was a kid, or to make it more relative to us, some of us are babes in Christ. But there are a whole lot of babes that'll put some folks to shame that's been saved 20, 30 years because they are radical. They're not fearful. They're not afraid of going out to tell people about the Lord. They're not afraid of standing for Christ, representing Christ. And this is one of those situations. Now, here it is that Goliath, this giant, and as I said, you know, we have all kinds of giants that we face. How many know that we are still dealing with giants in this day? They may not be physical giants, but there are giants of alcoholism and giants of addiction, giants of the impoverished mindset, giants of just burdens and folks worrying. There are giants of ignorance. There are giants of anger. Some people just, you know, can't get past their flesh, any of the works of the flesh. Giants of sickness and disease. There's a giant of obesity and gluttony. There's a giant of poor diet. Some of us don't even realize that a lot of times the reason that we're sick is because we don't eat right and we don't exercise. You know, it's not even anything major. It's some things going on with you that are just your own fault. But these are giants, and I realize that. But there comes a time that you have to stand up to a giant. You have to stand up to your fears. You have to stand up to these situations that are in your life. Because if you don't, they'll just keep taunting you, just like Goliath was doing. Goliath was talking bad to the people of God. And David let him know, no, you're not just talking bad to these people. You're not just talking bad to me and threatening me, but you're speaking against the God that I serve. And that's not okay. Don't you know that if we say that we represent Christ, when somebody comes against us, they're coming against God. They're coming against the Jesus in you. So it's not okay. First of all, that lets you know that you're not alone. Because if you have the Holy Ghost, if you're carrying Jesus with you, then you're not alone. So first and foremost, there is no reason to be fearful. But now we've talked about just a few of the giants in our lives. And I know, you know, some of you may have some other things going on that apply. And some of the things that I named don't even relate to you. But every one of us has some kind of giant or some kind of situation that we may be apprehensive in regard to dealing with. You know, we come up with all kinds of excuses and reasons. Even people in leadership. There are some people who are in leadership who are not who are just not willing to attack or to deal with some of the giants in their lives. Sometimes it's because they don't know how. Sometimes it's because they don't want to. And sometimes they just don't want to offend anybody. So they just kind of sit middle of the road, or we just kind of sit middle of the road. Or maybe, you know, they're just plain scared. Whatever the reason is, just like Goliath, this was a 9-foot giant. But these giants, again, will continue every day. Many of us have plenty of armor, or we say that we do. Many of us appear to be able to deal with these giants. We look the part. We walk the part. We're walking around constantly seeking a Honda and speaking in all kinds of tongues. But when it comes to dealing with some situations in our lives, we're not stepping forth in the faith that we profess or that we claim to have. Every time something comes up, or every time something threatens us, or every time we have to deal with a situation, we're doing like the older generation was in David's time, and just kind of sitting there, waiting and watching, scared. I guess we'll just see what happens. There comes a time to face up to your giants. Some of these giants have threatened, like Goliath, to take us out, to take our lives, to take out the lives of the people around us. These giants are defying our God, defying everything that we say we know about God. Just like taking prayer out of the schools. Defying our God. But how many people know that you don't have to be afraid? God is already on your side. God is already with you. You don't have to be afraid. There's nothing for you to be afraid of. He's already given you everything that you need. There are times in our lives that we just have to stand in faith. Even if it's standalone faith, if you're the only one who's standing and everybody else seems afraid, but you stand up in Jesus' name and recognize this situation is contrary to who I say I am. This situation is contrary to whom I profess to believe in. And since this battle isn't mine anyway, since you are already coming against God's child, guess what? You're coming against God. And guess what? I'm going to do something about it. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to just stand by and watch and wait for the enemy to attack us. There comes a time that you just have to have some standalone faith. How many people know that your level of faith can significantly change not only your life, but that of everybody around you? David dared to be different. Sometimes, people of God, we have to just dare to be different. We have to stop going with the status quo. We have to stop with this spirit of just being mediocre, just blending into the crowd. Dare to be different. Dare to stand. Dare to just not go along with what everybody else is doing, especially when you know that it's wrong. You weren't created to be just like everybody else. And here David is coming out, you know, and he had to be thinking, I'm coming out here to try to give you guys some support. I'm coming out here to kind of check on you all, bring back a word to our father, let him know that you guys are still okay because you've been dealing with this for a long time. I'm coming out here to bring you some snacks. But now I'm hearing that you've been dealing with this torment for 40 days. What's really going on? It bothered David. It bothered David that the people around him had been under attack for so long. There comes a time when it should bother us when we see people around us suffering and going through the same old, dealing with the same old things. And nobody wants to do anything about it. Nobody wants to say anything about it. Nobody wants to say to your relatives, you've been living in poverty. You're okay with this? Let me help you with some options. And I didn't say give them money all the time. I didn't say continue to just hand them a fish. But if you have the ability, you need to be trying to teach them how to fish. Why sit back and watch people suffering with the same old situation? No matter whether or not you look the part or you look like you should be able to help them. It doesn't matter what people think. But David decided, okay, enough is enough. This doesn't make sense. You guys are older than me. Or some of you guys have been saved longer than me. Some of you have said that you've been walking with God longer than me. What giants are some of the babes in Christ ready to deal with that you who may have been saved for a long time have just kind of sat back and said, You know, sometimes we get comfortable when we've been saved for a while. We get comfortable in our worship. We get comfortable in our praise. We get comfortable in our prayer lives sometimes. But there are some babes in Christ that may show you up if you don't stop and stand up. Think about it. And we need to put our faith in God and not people. Because think now, if David had gone out there and said, man, this is really disappointing. You all are my big brothers. And just went on back home. This would be a different situation. Because sometimes we do put our confidence in people. And when we do, every time, we're disappointed. Because they're human. People will fail you. So don't put your faith in people. Put your faith in God. Thank goodness he didn't put his faith in people thinking, now, you know, I'm going to step out, you know, like back in the day. One person goes out to fight and everybody behind him jumps in the fight too. No, that didn't happen in David's case. They're sitting back watching. Because remember, they're scared. They are afraid. But David's confidence was in God, not in the people around him. There are some people, even in the church today, that look the part. Maybe some people that you look up to. But they will find all kinds of reasons and all kinds of excuses not to face the giants in their lives. They'll find all kinds of reasons not to help you deal with some giants in your life. Sometimes you just need somebody to tell you the truth. Again, help doesn't always mean handing someone a fish. But sometimes you just need somebody to tell you the truth. Sometimes you need somebody to tell you, yeah, girl, that dress is too tight. That dress is too short. Oh, brothers, your pants are too tight. I can count the quarters in your pocket. Sometimes help comes from somebody just being honest with you. See, we're talking about standalone faith. So whatever it is that your giant may be on today, you have to have enough confidence in God very often to just stand there by yourself and say, okay, I know God is with me. Because people may not always come along at first. Now, you know, there are some people that will say that they're with you. There were some people that were there with David. You know, Saul tried to give him his armor. Too big, too heavy. That wasn't David's armor. And some of us try on somebody else's anointing or try on somebody else's anointing armor. You know, some folks try to go out there preaching like Bishop Jakes. If your name ain't T.D. Jakes, I don't advise it. Some folks go out trying to preach like Juanita Bynum. Some folks trying to lay hands and cast out devils because they saw somebody else do it. You better watch that stuff. Walk in your own anointing. Stay in your lane. Utilize the gift that God gave you. And it doesn't matter how long you've been saved. It doesn't matter how long this giant has been taunting you or messing with you or teasing you or threatening you. Because a lot of times that's just what it is. It's a threat. That's what the enemy does. That's where the fear comes from. We're afraid of something that we think can happen. Now, think about it. Standalone faith can give you a few things. Standalone faith can give you protection. It can give you power. It can give you promotion. And it can cause you to appear peculiar. Now, in the protection, again, David didn't want to walk in somebody else's anointing. He couldn't wear somebody else's armor. But he went forth with what God gave him. He went forth in who God called him to be already. I might not look like you. I might not appear to be a man of war. I might be young. And you might just think I'm just a cute kid. But what you don't know is the Lord has already done some things for me and through me, just like David. God has already delivered me from some things. God has already strengthened me to get through some other stuff. Before I got to this place, before you saw me here on today, you have to know that I've already gone through some things. I didn't just jump up overnight and just decide to come in here and do this, is what David was letting them know. Yeah, I might be young, but I've already got some experience with tending to God's sheep. Yeah, I might be cute, but I already have conquered a lion, and I've already conquered a bear. And I want you to know that I ain't never scared. Some of us need to make up in our minds, like the song used to be out some time ago. I ain't never scared. You need to stand up flat-footed and stop letting things and people and situations taunt you. You need to make up in your mind to say, on today, I ain't scared. God is with me. And mean it. And know it. Know that God is with you. Know that God is able. Know that you are more than a conqueror through Christ. Standalone faith gives us power. Because God gave us the power. Jesus said that he was going away to prepare a place for us, but he was leaving with us a comforter. Make up in your mind, if I've got the Holy Ghost, I've got power. I've got strength. God made me that way. So even in the midst of my weakness, even where I may be weak, he made us perfect through our weakness, according to 2 Corinthians 12:9. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. So we don't have to worry about what we think we can't do or what we think we're not capable of. He gave us the power to walk right. He gave us the power to talk right. He gave us the power to live right. We have to make up in our minds, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I don't have to continue to let things taunt me. I've got standalone faith, whether anybody else goes or not. There used to be an old song that said, I'll go if I have to go by myself. If my mother doesn't go, I'll go. If my father doesn't go, I'll go. If my sisters and brothers don't go, I'll go. And we have to feel that way when it comes to the things of Christ. We have to not mind standing alone in the workplace when everybody else wants to gossip and stand around and talk about people. You have to be willing to get up and leave. Yeah, they might talk about you too when you do, but you'll know that you did the right thing. Young people, when you start seeing your friends standing around smoking cigarettes, you have to know that you can walk away. You don't have to do what they do. You don't have to submit to peer pressure because everybody else is doing it. Be willing to have standalone faith. You go to the party, everybody else is popping pills. Be willing to have standalone faith. Leave. That's not what God has called you to do. And that's not who God has called you to be. Standalone faith. You can do this. Standalone faith means that I have the power to speak a word over my children. Some of us, every time something happens with our kids, we want to talk about it and tell everybody. But I can speak a word over my own children. I can lay hands on my own children
I can lay hands on myself and speak the word of God when my body is not aligning with what the word already says about me. If my Bible says that I'm healed, then I'm healed. And my body needs to align with that. I don't have to always call somebody else to pray for me. I don't always have to call somebody else to say, oh, I need some help. This is going on. That's going on. Yeah, it's okay to have somebody in agreement with you sometime, but you can set yourself in agreement with the word and confess the word of God. Say it out loud, because the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Set yourself in agreement with what the word says about you. Even if you have to stand alone, even if nobody else understands your situation, don't worry about it. They don't need to. God understands. God knows. Standalone faith will make you appear peculiar or strange to other people. You'll appear unique, different. Different is good. What God has called you to do is not going to be the exact same thing that he called somebody else to do. There may be some similarities. See, think about it. God didn't call David to be like Saul. Saul had the armor, but he was sitting there scared too, and he was the leader. Sometimes even people in leadership don't know what to do in certain situations. But I'm talking to the Davids in the crowd on today. David didn't use the armor that Saul had. But the Bible says that he went and found 5 smooth stones. He had his staff and he had his slingshot, and he went forth with that. 5 is the number of grace. And his grace is sufficient for us. The Bible says that God has already given each of us a measure of faith, according to Ephesians 4:7. You have the grace of God with you. You can go forth just like David did. Now, your methodologies might be different from other people's. That's fine. There are many members in the body of Christ. We all have different parts. We all have different roles, but we're all significant to the body. We all operate together. So it's okay if your methods are different. It's okay if you don't pray like Sister Susie. It's okay if you're not casting out demons like Elder so-and-so. It's okay that you're different. God called you to be different. You're not going to be common in your neighborhood. You may be different from everybody in your family. You may be different from everybody in church, but all the gifts operate together. The Bible says it's the foolish things that confound the wise. That one little different thing that you do may be the thing that your family needs to get the attention of those that need to be saved. That one little different way that you make your pies, or that different way that you make your cake, may cause you to be able to strike up a conversation with somebody and end up talking about salvation, end up talking about Jesus. You may be in the aisle at the grocery store picking up ingredients. And it's happened to me before where somebody will say, oh, how do you make that? Or what do you do with that? And when you finish with that, it turns into, so what church do you go to? Oh, you don't have a church home? Well, let me invite you out to mine. That one little different thing about you may be just the thing that captures somebody's attention and gives you an opportunity to represent our Lord and Savior. So don't be worried about being different. Don't worry about the fact that you're not like everybody else. God made you unique for a reason. You needed to come along with some fresh ideas at your church. You needed to come along with some fresh ideas on your job. You needed to come along with something different. That's why God sent you there. God needs people who are not afraid to be different. So you can do just like David did and pick up your 5 smooth stones and go forth. whatever this thing is that he has given you the grace to do, go forth. Face these giants. Don't be afraid. Don't continue to let the enemy just taunt you over and over again. Somebody has to not be afraid in the midst of a storm to call on the name of Jesus. Somebody has to not be afraid in the midst of tough situations, whether it's in your family, on the job, in your neighborhood, on your block, to just use what you've got. Use the gifts that God has already given you, no matter what the norm has been before you got there. God called you there to bring something different, just like David. We're talking about standalone faith on today. It's just like Noah building an ark. And he did it because God told him to. But you have to be willing to build an ark even when it's not raining, just because it's what God told you to do. Yeah, you look real peculiar. Yeah, people might be talking about you just like they did Noah. It's hot and dry outside, and you talking about it's going to rain. But if God said it's going to rain, he told you it's going to rain, he told you to prepare for the rain, it's going to rain. So don't be afraid to stand alone. Don't be afraid to be different. You have to know when God is giving you a word and not to be afraid. And move on it when and how he says so. See, that was the difference. He gave Noah some specifications. Sometimes some of us just jump up and do something and haven't heard from God. But when you know that you've heard from God, don't be afraid to stand. Don't be afraid to be different. Don't be afraid to be building your ark in the middle of the street. Now, for you, it might not be a boat that he says build. He might tell you to open a business. He might tell you to start a ministry. But be willing to be peculiar. Be willing to be different. He's already said that we are. He said we're a peculiar people. A royal priesthood, a holy nation. You are the head and not the tail. He's already called you to be different. You just have to know it and not be afraid of it and just walk in it. Just like David, just step forth in the grace that he's given you. Be willing to stand alone. Yeah, people laughed at Noah. It's going to be some people that try to laugh at you. Yeah, people doubted Noah. People doubted David. Anybody that God calls, trust me, somebody has something to say. And usually those somebodies are people who aren't doing anything, just like those soldiers who were sitting around and doubted David. They weren't doing anything. They were sitting there just being taunted. But they're looking and doubting him because they're looking at the outside. Man looks at the outside, but God looks at the heart. God is looking for some people that he can use that have a pure heart. God is looking for some people that want to represent him that have a pure heart. God is looking for some people that he can send forth to do some things who are not afraid to stand alone. Stand in faith. Withstand the people talking about you. They're going to talk anyway. They're going to talk whether you do, and they're going to talk whether you don't. You may as well go ahead and recognize that right now. So talking shouldn't make a difference. Now, should it? Have the faith to just keep pressing forward. No matter who's looking, no matter who's talking, it doesn't matter what they think. What matters is what God said. We've got to get rid of this giant. We've got to get rid of these situations. We've got to get rid of poverty in our neighborhoods and in our families. We've got to get rid of homelessness. Why are we sending money to foreign countries when we have people who are homeless right up the road from us? Why are we doing things at other churches when you haven't started at your own? Sisters, why are you taking meals to your pastor when you don't cook for your husband? Brothers, why are you helping the sister on the side of the road with her tire? And you ain't made sure to check your wife's tires to make sure she don't have an incident. And somebody has to check on her. You're not servicing her car. Standalone faith means doing the right thing, no matter who's looking or talking. Get rid of these giants. Get rid of these situations. Stop letting the enemy taunt you. And guess what? When David stood up to Goliath, guess what those other soldiers did that were over there on Goliath's team? All those bullies ran off. See, that's what happens when you stand up and face the enemy. He's not going to come at you with that stuff anymore. Now, I'm not telling you he's not going to try anything different. But once a bully realizes that you're not afraid anymore, they don't try that same stuff. And all David had to do was deal with that one giant. And that's the case with many of us. If we deal with one giant in our household with our children, the other ones will straighten up because they'll be like, oh no, mom is not playing. If we deal with that one giant in our church, those other demons will flee. If we deal with one giant in our neighborhood, the poverty, there are some other giants that are going to flee. Many times, if you get rid of one thing, those other things will follow. But you have to stand in faith, even if you have to stand by yourself. Are there any Davids listening on today? Standalone faith will also give you promotion. Now, we don't seek the promotion. We know promotion comes from God. But in David's case, David began to get some props. And all he was doing was just not letting a devil, a giant, a situation continue to taunt him. All he was doing was representing God. Your opportunities will come just because you're doing what you're supposed to do. Just because you're doing what God has called you to do. Opportunities will come. You won't even have to look for them. But when you just do the right thing, God will keep presenting opportunities. God will promote you. God will move you into other things. You don't have to look for a pay raise. Just work diligently. Do your job every day. Work with a spirit of excellence in everything that you do. And the pay raise will come when you least expect it. You don't have to look for things at all. Because the Bible says in Matthew 6:33, and we talk about this scripture very often, seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything else will be added to you. Just do the right thing. You just please God and things will come to you automatically. Several things happened for David after this. But see, for David, it was all about God. And that's where we have to stand. We have to realize and acknowledge it's all about God. This isn't about me. I'm talking to some Davids today. Are you a David or are you like the soldiers just sitting by letting the enemy taunt you? Are you like David? No fear, willing to stand. It's all about Jesus. Even in the midst of a situation where everybody else appears to be afraid, where everybody else is doing nothing, are you willing to stand today? I want to talk to some Davids today. I know you might not look the part. And I know you might not feel like you're capable. But God is able if you'll just let him use you. You might not even feel like you're able to witness to somebody. But talk about what you do know. I know some people have counted you out. I know that there's some people listening today that many people may have counted you out. Many people may have said, I don't know what you think you're doing. How's God gonna use you? Or you're that. Don't worry about what people say or what people think. This is not about your ability in the first place. It's all about God. It's all about God being able to use you if you have a pure heart, if your mind is on Him, if your focus is on Him, if you're giving the glory to Him. It's all about God. So it doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter if you think you're capable. What matters is your being willing to stand alone in faith. I'm talking to some Davids today. Don't look at the kind of giant that you're facing, because we all have something. We all have something going on. We all have some things that we have just not acknowledged, or we act like it's not there. But on the inside, we're sitting back really fearful. And if not now, then many of us have had it at one time in our lives. We've all had some situations that we were apprehensive about and just continued to let the enemy beat up on us. And for some of us, we got a word and we're like, oh, God, thank you, Lord. You're able. I don't have to worry about this. You got this. This is God's business. We've all had some situations like that. So don't worry about what kind of giant it is. But just don't continue to let Goliath keep beating up on you and threatening you and talking about your God and threatening what He's going to do to you and your family. I want you to know today that if you've got standalone faith, God is already on your side, just like with David. All you have to do is be willing. All you have to do is be obedient. I know that there are some Davids listening today. Somebody might be saying, well, I'm just a lay member at my church. I don't really have a title. But there are some giants going on in my life. Guess what? It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it feels like. Faith is the substance. God is calling you to face up to those giants too, even as a lay member, even as a babe in Christ. Even if you've been saved 30 years and you still sit in the same spot in church every day and ain't moved and don't do anything different. God is looking for some people with some standalone faith. He wants to know that He can use you no matter what everybody else is doing. You don't have to sit back and be apprehensive and fearful because everybody else is talking about what the giant is going to do to us. God has already equipped you with what you need. Use what you've got. David used what he was familiar with. Don't try to walk in somebody else's anointing. Use what you've got. Use that unique thing about you that God has given you. Use that unique gift that you have. You've already been through some things in the past, just like David. Some things that qualify you. Think about where you were this time last year. God brought you out of some situations. This year is almost gone. Think about where you were 5 years ago. For some of us, 10 years ago, some of the situations that you might have been facing. Think about some financial giants that you've already faced. And when you stop and think about where God has already brought you from, you'll realize very quickly, devil, there is nothing that you can do to me. God has already delivered me before. And I am not afraid to stand up to you. Walk in your anointing. Walk in your calling. Be the person that God has called you to be. Don't be afraid. You're already qualified. You're already able to face this giant just based on your past experience. If God brought you out of that, He can certainly bring you out of this. God delivered David from the lion and the bear. So he knew that Goliath was no big deal because God was with him. David trusted God. And he wasn't fixing to let an enemy make him think otherwise or make him feel otherwise or make him fearful. And, you know, a lot of times when other people are afraid, they try their best to make you afraid too. Ooh, girl, don't say that. Ooh, girl, don't do that. Ooh, you're going to jinx me. Jinx me? Ooh, I don't go out this time of night to the grocery store. Now, I'm not saying be foolish and go to the store at midnight because I know that there are some crazy people out there. But if I need to go to the store, if there is something that I need to have, God is with me. I work crazy hours. But I have to know that God is with me when I'm walking into my house. Day or night. Things can happen in the daytime too. But I can't spend my life being afraid of an enemy when I know that God is with me. Now, I'm not saying I'm crazy and I'm outside, as they say, lollygagging in the dark. But I know that God is with me. I'm going to work or I'm going to church. I'm where I'm supposed to be. I'm coming home. So I know that God is with me. What would I do? Stay in the house and keep the doors locked and never go anywhere and not work? Won't have a house for long. Many of us are afraid to do simple things based on fears of somebody else. Ooh, girl, don't go down there and apply for that job. They say it's hard to get on there. What? So you're not going to try because somebody else is afraid? The devil is a lie. Standalone faith means making up in your mind like David did. God is with me. And this devil is not going to keep taunting me. Make up in your mind. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Make up in your mind. Brothers, I'm not going to be afraid to get married because all of my friends are cheating. I can be faithful to one woman. I can love one woman. I can still be turned on and excited by one woman. I don't care what the statistics say. You don't have to be afraid of marriage. You don't have to be afraid of commitment, sisters. It's some women that are like that too. You're afraid to love somebody because somebody else hurt you. Why would you still allow that person to have that much control over you? Have faith in God. Now, I'm not saying there's not going to be some work that has to be done by both parties, but you don't have to be fearful about loving somebody because of something that happened to you with somebody else. Standalone faith. Dare to be different. It doesn't matter if people don't doubt you or don't have confidence in you. God is with you. You don't need their confidence. Sometimes we do want support. We do want people to have our backs. But if you don't have it, that doesn't mean don't move forward. If you don't have it, that doesn't mean live stagnant. Standalone faith means my confidence is in God. It's not even in my own ability. Some of you are listening right now. And you're saying, man, I'm so tired of being tormented by this giant. I don't even have my own armor like David. But you do have Jesus. And Jesus has you. Man, I don't have any money. But I do have Jesus. And Jesus has me. Somebody's saying, man, I don't even have any friends. But you do have Jesus. And Jesus has you. Somebody's saying, well, I just need some other things to get this done. He's all I need. He's all you need. He will supply everything that is necessary for you. to walk in your anointing, to walk in your calling, to face this giant, to stop being tormented by the enemy. You have to make up in your mind, devil, you are not going to continue to torment me. God is all you need. Think of the goodness of Jesus. Think of all that he's already done. Somebody said he's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Somebody said he's the wheel in the middle of the wheel. He is my strength. He is my comforter. He is my keeper. He is my savior, my master. Because of what he already did for me over 2,000 years ago on Calvary. He's got this. So I can do anything because of what he's already done for me. We're talking about standalone faith on today. I pray that this word has been a blessing to you, as it's certainly been a blessing to me. Just even in preparation, it has been a blessing to me, because sometimes, you know, we forget. Sometimes it slips our mind, like, wait a minute. I'm not going to let this fear or this doubt creep up. I can do this. I don't have to be afraid. I am more than able. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm God's child. I've got standalone faith. Listen, if this word has been a blessing to you, you can go to my website, CampbellMinistries.com. Click on the donate button and donate as you wish. I don't ask for any specific amount of money, but if God has impressed upon your heart to be a blessing to this ministry, please do so. You can also write us at P.O. Box 16214, Jackson, Mississippi. The zip is 39236. And if you're in the Jackson, Mississippi area and you don't have a church home, please stop by the Word Full Gospel Baptist Church. Our pastor is Dr. J.B. Williams. Our assistant pastor is Elder Fred Stewart. And we have a host of several other people that just want to love on you and tell you about the goodness of Jesus. We're doing some great things over at the Word. You guys should stop by and see us, especially if you don't have a church home. Stop by and see us. I want to pray for you today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now, God, for this word that you have given us to encourage our hearts. I pray now, God, that you lift up every bowed down head. Ease every troubled mind, God. Help us to cast our cares onto you, Lord, for you care for us. And we bind that enemy right now of doubt and fear that may come against my brothers and my sisters. In the name of Jesus, we loose the blood of Jesus. We loose your love, God. We loose your peace. We loose the gift of faith. In the name of Jesus, God, we glorify you now. We thank you in advance, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining. Until next time, keep pressing.